Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, September 9th. As we start the day or start the week here, we've got corn down a quarter of a cent. We've got November beans up 3/4 of a cent, December wheat up 8 1/4 cents. It looks like most of the harvest pressure is backed off of wheat, and I think there's going to be a lot of question about how much wheat we're going to get in the ground. Our Kansas banker is going to lend Kansas farmers money to plant a crop that's below the cost of production. I don't know. So at any rate, we're seeing Chicago wheat prices higher. After this morning so far, I'd say the funds are about even out here on the wheat, but they're still heavily short corn and beans. Heading into the report on Thursday, we've got most expectations for a reduction in corn supplies by about 200 million bushels, beans 100 million bushels. That should shave the carryouts a little bit, but I think they're going to decrease demand a little bit as well, particularly in corn and the ethanol area. Farmers are not happy with the plan that the president put forward on ethanol. It really doesn't do much. Came out with another plan here today for some support. The market seemed to rally off of that news, so maybe that'll be a little bit helpful for the American farmer. He certainly needs some help out here with this trade war. We see a lot of rhetoric back and forth on the trade war. We don't see anything solid out here one way or another. There's been some talk that they're going to get together. The Chinese have demands. It doesn't look like the U.S. want to meet those demands, but they're still talking about having a meeting. So frankly, I don't know what it means. But long term, this week is going to be whether the funds want to cover some of their shorts going into the report. And then we'll have to see what the report is out here. I still think when it's all said and done, the report will be overestimating this crop, but it'll be closer to the actual numbers, in my opinion. We had an export sale this morning to Mexico. I think it was 592,000 metric tons of corn. So that should have been a little bit helpful, but corn is still lower on the day right now. It has traded higher on the day at one point today. But I think overall we need to see a big pickup in demand in wheat, in corn, and beans. We know supplies should be dwindling a little bit lower over the next few months, but we'll have to see how the report comes out. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.